Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Hey, thanks again to Jordan Avery for jumping on the show in the last segment. He was one of our winners for our Father's Day dinner, our third annual 92.9 The Game Father's Day dinner coming up on Friday night. We'll get to meet him and his dad as we hang out with a bunch of listeners and celebrate Father's Day. And then obviously Father's Day coming up on Sunday as well. Grant McCauley going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some Braves with him. Same old story last night. A decent start. From Grant Holmes, I guess. I mean, not great. He gave up some runs, so I mean, obviously they weren't expected to win.
Right.
But the offense scored one run, so kind of is what it is. We'll talk to Grant about that in 20 minutes, and we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
We were just talking between the break because one of the NFL know how the stories is what's the disaster. What is Tennessee? I mean, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati's always been like this. We talked. They had a franchise quarterback in his prime retire so he can leave.
Yep.
And now they got this. Oh, we understand the Trey
Henderson
thing.
That's like all
thing.
You need to know about a franchise. Yeah, the whole
Trey
right
Henderson
there.
Thing and everything. This dude, this is his second year in a row that he's been through this job. And for whatever reason, he had put in good faith with this team, and he had another great year, and they crapped on him again.
Yep.
And now this whole thing with your first-round draft pick, trying to put language that no other first-round pick has ever had in their contract, and yet
– they're trying to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, right, right.
And yet – Just sell the damn team.
Yeah.
Just sell the damn
no,
team.
No, I know. I mean, that's
– I mean, honestly
– there's a list of owners in sports, not just football, but there's a list of them.
Yes.
That, yeah, just for the good of the sports world, sell the team.
But yeah,
the Bengals, you get a bunch of money for the Bengals.
Yeah, you would get paid.
You get billions.
And another thing.
Billions of dollars for the Bengals.
And, Shamar, don't ever compare yourself to with the other guy, with the veteran dude who's had 34 sacks in the last 2 years, and you ain't – had 1 sack. Hell, you didn't have a sack in college. All right. Don't ever.
That was like one of the conversations about Shamar Stewart was there was like some you know, off the field stuff, but then it was also all right, he also didn't have great numbers as a pass rusher.
Yeah. So don't keep Trey name out your mouth, boy.
Let Trey handle his situation.
Yes.
And you handle your situation.
Both situations are jacked up.
Yeah, just because you're both Bengal pass rushers.
Yeah,
Trey Hendrickson's had 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years in the National Football League.
You ain't having 17 tackles in your 4 years at A&M.
In college.
Okay, so just
Don't put yourself
in that box, young man.
That's a funny thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
dude.
Both of us.
Yeah, we in this together.
Me and Trey both want our money.
Whatever, man. Don't do that to yourself, young fella.
You ever have a friend include you in some nonsense that they were involved in?
Hell,
you're like,
yeah, dog, but
hang on a second.
Like I
got your back, but.
But the thing about it is, if I'm going to do this, if or whatever, you're going to use me in something, you got to let me know. Because there's nothing worse than being surprised about something that you included me in that I don't know about. And I got to be like, Oh yeah. You know what I mean? Don't. If you're going to include me, and that goes for, you know, what Kevin Hart said in that stand-up, he said, if you're my best friend, that means, yeah, you're going to always be caught up in my line. You know why? Because we're best friends. But that's not always the case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm going to do to my best friends is my promise to you is I'm never going to make you lie for me.
I'm not going to say that either.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that either. Because that's what we do. We're supposed to cover it for each other's ass and all that other stuff.
I guess.
But listen, but the thing like, about it is,
if you're my best friend and you love my wife, I, you know.
If you're going to lie, bro, and you're going to use me in a lie, if you, even if you tell the lie before you tell me, you still got to tell me what you happened.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, listen here, man. I just told her that I was with you. All right, so if she say anything, okay, that's cool.
Please,
but don't
tell
them. Don't be like, because a lot of times as men, we'll catch up on it. Because I've had to call. Hey, was he with you? Yeah. What y'all do? Oh man, you know we hit the spot, and you keep it as simple as possible. But once you start stuttering, your boyfriend to get put out. Go help him move.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'll offer.
Yeah,
you.
Go help him move.
I will help you.
Go
move.
Help him move.
I will help you move. I will be the Tyrone and call Tyrone.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
I'll come help you move.
Right.
But if she calls and asks, I wrong number. Sorry.
So you would hang up?
Yeah. Phone's off.
Would you? Or okay. If she did say something.
God, it depends on who and it depends on the situation. I don't know, man. I don't even want to say on the. I don't know.
Would you say no?
Was
he with you? Was Jackson with you? No,
I would lie. I would tell the truth on him because
really?
He deserves it.
Right?
Yeah. No, he was not. He was cheating on you. You should
right.
dump him.
Right.
That's there what I go. Would
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
And then I'd text him. I'm on my way over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help
yeah,
you
don't,
move.
Don't be putting me in your.
You're
stuff.
In the trouble you deserve to be in.
Yeah, don't put
you
me.
You are
up,
a grown
don't,
up.
Don't put me in my stuff. I told you before. You put me up on that line. I'm telling.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially if I ain't do nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not messing up my happy home for your mistake.
It's always us. Because your woman be like.
Especially if your wife is friends with their wife.
Exactly.
Nope. Sorry.
And got that
wrong
got,
number.
This goes back to why I tell everybody, I will never, ever again, and he listens all the time, so he knows I'm talking about his ass, ever hook one of my boys up with my wife's friend.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't do nothing.
Right. But you,
damn
exactly.
it, I got held accountable.
Yeah, like, you're dealing with some attitude for something you didn't even do.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't even hook him up.
That's the only thing worse than that is when your wife has a dream that you did something bad.
I mean, I get hit once a week. In my sleep.
And she'll be like, I'm like actually like mad at you.
Yeah.
And it's like, why didn't it do anything?
Yes.
Like that was your subconscious.
Why do, because they're the woman, but why do they get that?
I don't know.
Why do they get to blame us for something that we didn't do in their sleep?
Here's the other thing that I don't understand. Why don't we ever have dreams where they
exactly.
do something bad?
Exactly.
Why are they dreaming that we're doing
yes.
something? I'd have never had a dream in my life.
You.
As much as my wife loves Jeff Francoeur, I've never laid my head down on the pillow and dreamt a dream about that.
No,
okay?
ever. So why are you hitting me on my damn arm? I'm over here sleeping.
Leave
so obviously,
alone.
You know my ass ain't where you think I'm at.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I'm not there. I'm laying here right beside you.
Right here.
Right here, baby.
Right here for you like I promised I would be. All right, let's get to the big story.
Mad because of a dream.
Big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bang!
We're NBA playoffs.
Well, I think right now it's about, you know, the situation I'm in and being the best I can. And hopefully, you know, in February, we as an organization are holding up the Lombardi Trophy. And how we do that, you know, it's just more important as a team. We do that some way, somehow. So that's where the focus has to be, that we as an organization win a championship and each one of us individually has to... you know, do our part in that to get there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that'd be great.
All
speaking
right.
of trophies, the NBA Finals are tonight.
Thank you. I looked back at the damn rundown. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, look,
I thought we said we ain't talking to Kurt after 12:30 no more.
Yeah, we're good on Kurt Cousins
yeah,
now.
On,
but he was talking about championship trophies, and one team will be one win closer to a championship tonight when the Indiana Pacers host the Oklahoma City Thunder for Game 3. This one is... I mean, it's NBA Finals, so they're all really big.
Yep.
But if Oklahoma City goes into Indianapolis and does to them what they did in Game 2...
It's going
to
be a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. It's a wrap. And the thing with it is, you're at home, and, I mean, they have a great, great home field there.
They do.
A home court.
They've been very good
home
at home.
Court. Very good. And we talk about role players play better and all those different things at home and everything like that. It's about their guy getting involved. And I said, what happened now? 18 points, 13 assists. If Haliburton gets it, they win the game. but meaning they've got to. This guy's got to initiate more. And they got guys. They got bodies. Lu Dort is a hell of a defender. He's a big physical guy. Pascal Siakam cannot let Alex Caruso guard him. Let him guard him. He's too big.
Yep.
He's so much more physical. Like, those are matchups that they got to win tonight.
Yep.
But Shea's going to get his. Now, it's all about how efficient Shea can be getting. Because in game two, he really started off trying to get his teammates involved. Because I know I can get mine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up these guys, set up Chet, set up Jade. And then after that, I'll work my way in. And once I'm in, I'm all the way in. Ain't no coming. Ain't no backing out. I was about to say something crazy.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, normally, like you said, is the, you know, the home court leads to the others playing better. It's not about the others. The others were pretty fine in game two. Like, you got 14 off the bench from Benedict Mathurin. You had T.J. McConnell with 11. Like, your role guys were doing okay. It's about Tyrese Halliburton being completely ineffective. And look, Pascal Siakam can't go 3-for-11.
Yes.
Pascal Siakam is the number one mismatch that the Indiana Pacers have.
Yes.
I don't know that they have any other mismatches.
I don't think
honestly.
They do.
They can probably control the boards when Oklahoma City goes small, but Oklahoma City can also force them into a million turnovers and score when they go small. So it doesn't really matter if they're doing what they're supposed to do. They have to use Siakam as an advantage in the half court and out and running too. And they just have to find a way to get stops so they can run.
Yep.
The Pacers can, they're literally 0-5 in this playoff run when they score less than 110.
They're not even letting them run out of made baskets.
They're 13-0, 12-0, 13-0 in games where they score 110 or more. So that's what it is. Like, they've got to score points and they've got to run. And Oklahoma City's the hardest team to do that against. So that's why they're having a hard time doing it.
Yeah.
So that's what they have to do. We know what they have to do. I don't think that they can.
No.
They might be able to do it one more time, but I don't think that they can.
They got
to
get this one. They got to get this. Well, I mean, they got all of them. I just think, and I could be wrong, because there's no way you would have told me that OKC would have let them come back. But it felt like
it'll never happen again.
It felt like it in game one, though.
Yeah, it did.
You know what I mean?
Did.
It just felt like.
It was
like,
always like they're not putting them away.
Yes.
They're not quite putting them away.
I didn't have that feeling in game
two. I don't think it'll happen
now,
again. If they beat them, it'll be because they find a way like Minnesota did in that game. Was it game three of that series?
Yeah, when
Ant-Man
just went crazy.
Came out so aggressive. Yes. They're going to have to be so aggressive in order to try to get them on their heels. I just don't know that they have that because they don't have an Ant-Man.
No.
Halliburton's very good, but he's not as good
as Ant-Man.
He's
not that guy.
So if you're a fan of a team that's going to lose a series in five, winning game one's the best way to do it, right?
Yes.
Because then you kind of get some hope, which is fun. And then it's 1-1, and then it's 2-1, and teams will come back down 3-1. Like, you're never in a position where you give up hope until it's over.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, the worst, because it happens sometimes where teams go up 3-0 and then lose game four. Who cares? And then they win game five at home. I think winning game, like, I'm feeling like this is, like, the best-case scenario for the Pacers.
I do. I think if they get this one, they're going to lose in five.
Yeah, and I think they're going to lose
it. Yeah, I mean, they're going to lose both these games, and then OKC's going to close it out.
Yeah.
And out there for the.
I hope they can beat them tonight or in game four just to kind of make it interesting. But
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're just not as good.
They're not.
They're not even close. So, yeah.
No.
Probably not going to win tonight.
Not going to happen.
But at least they got one. They got one NBA Finals win, and it was a fun one. It was a buzzer beater. All right. Graham McCauley's going to join us. The Braves also got one yesterday. One run. Well done. The one-game winning streak is over. Back to scoring one run. We'll talk to Grant after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.